Welcome back to the Golf Shop. Mark Greenhalgh, Mike Frescina, and joining us now have the director of golf out at Sea Island, where they're hosting the RSM Classic, Mr. Brandon Veal. Brandon, welcome into the Golf Shop.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, got to ask you, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the website for Sea Island, Georgia, and the golf courses, the whole area looks just absolutely gorgeous down there. Give us a little bit of feel. This is the first time they've played both courses down there. What's the difference between the two courses?
Yeah, even though, you know, they're in proximity, they're pretty close to each other, actually, on the same property. They do play completely different. And the Seaside course is Tom Fazio and certainly is, you know, not tree-lined at all, more dunes and beach and certainly much more exposed. Feels like a links-style golf course where the Plantation course is a Reese Jones and much more ancient oaks, mature oaks, that you really feel more like a Parkland-style golf course, even though you're really right next to the ocean. But they play completely differently, and, you know, I think Plantation really held its own for the first time being utilized in the event.
Well, and if we can't make it down there to check it out live and we're watching on TV, where should we be looking for the action to happen? Maybe the guys making a push or things falling apart. What holes, over the weekend, what should we be watching for?
Yeah, I think what you'll see on Seaside on the weekend, especially, is when you start to get to number 13 and you're out on the water. So you go 13 and 14, two really good par fours, and then 15 becomes a pivotal par five. It's going to be fairly reachable for almost everyone in the field. So you can see eagles pretty quickly. And then 16, 17, 18, you go a par four, a 180-yard par three, and then finishing with a 470-yard par four. So from 13 to 18, a lot of moves can be made both forward and backwards.
So what kind of score are we looking at to win this thing?
Well, you know, the last 5 years, it's been averaging right at 15 under. Now, conditions are a little softer this year, so they've got a little bit of a head start. But I would still say that we'll be in that 16 to 17 under range will be my guess. I talked to our director of maintenance this morning. We've got the greens. We've rolled them and got them double cut, and we got them a little faster and firmer today. But hopefully we get a little wind, which is always the biggest defense out on Seaside. You got to have a little bit of wind out there, and hopefully we get a little bit of that today and make it a little bit tougher for these guys.
So if you were a few groups back of the leaders and you finished at 13 or 14, would you hang around to see if you can win it, or would you be in your car going home?
I would be in my car driving home.
All right.
Again, we're speaking with Brandon Veal, the director of golf down at Sea Island, where the RSM Classic is. And you mentioned speeding up the greens a little bit. You mentioned the lack of wind through the first couple of rounds. When you look at this golf course, what is the ideal conditions to put these guys kind of through the ringer? Is it speeding these greens up? Is it, you know, I mean, we don't want to see 40-mile-an-hour winds, but what's a good wind speed number that's going to make these guys maybe stand up and pay a little bit more attention and not take direct aim at these flags?
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing with that is we can't get the greens too fast because of the wind. And we've had it before where it gets – we've had them too fast, and the winds pick up, and you can't keep balls on the green. So, really, I think the biggest defense on that golf course is the wind. I'd love to see a sustained 15 to 20 with a little bit of gusting here, 25, and swirling a bit to really kind of make the guys think about each shot and have the greens. You know, they're going to be rolling at about 12 today, which for the tour is not that fast, but. It is overseeded. They're a little bit softer, but the guys, I talked to Zach last night, and he thought the golf courses were absolutely phenomenal, and the greens were both very consistent on both golf courses and rolling really, really well.
And, you know, you have the host who did make the cut in Davis Love III. It's got to be a hard week for him. I mean, I'm sure you've seen him having to do a little bit of everything. His son Drew had the opportunity to play with Davis. Unfortunately, Drew didn't make the cut, but had to be a really big week, not just from a tournament standpoint for Davis Love III, but to have his son actually qualify for the tournament.
Yeah, I would probably say it's the first tour event in a long time where Davis was actually nervous, and he wasn't nervous for the way he was going to play. He was nervous for his son, but he spends a lot of time this week entertaining and being different places. So it is very taxing on him, but he certainly enjoys it. And it's the same. A lot can be said of the same for Zach Johnson, who is also an RSM guy and spends a lot of time this week with the company and doing different things throughout the week, and even talking to Matt Kuchar yesterday, who lives here as well. And he just kind of said, you think if it was a home game, it would be a whole lot easier and sleeping in my own bed, but it's you're just pulled in a lot of different directions, and they love it, but it is time consuming for them. Yeah. But it is a labor of love, there's no question.
Yeah, and I think that's the case in any touring series, tennis, golf, NASCAR. When you're home, it feels good because you're eating food you're familiar with, waking up in your own bed and going to your own kitchen. But you always have more requests on your time when you're at home. And this RSM thing, people may not know, this is still McGladrey. It's just a rebranding of the company into a larger scope of a bigger customer base. So this is still McGladrey. So anybody who is affiliated with McGladrey in the past has the same draws on their time this year. Now, as we look at this thing and the way it's going to shape out, and I love the way you talk about Davis Love and his responsibilities and all that's going on down there, will your regular players get a chance to play the course as it is set up currently, maybe next week?
Yeah, we do on Monday, we do what's called an AM-AM in the morning, and that allows the RSM folks to play. And we don't touch they don't touch the golf course. They don't change the pin placements. They don't change anything. So they'll play that morning. Then all of our members will play in the afternoon and get an opportunity to play it and actually get to play both golf courses. So it's a lot of fun for them. And certainly they get to come out. And they're a lot of our members are also volunteering and mm-hmm. doing different things. So they're chomping at the bit to get it back out there and see if they can hit some of the shots that these guys are hitting.
All right. So Brendan, if other people want to come down and visit and play, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, we'd love to have them. As you went to the website, you go to cialand.com and you can look and see what we've got, or feel free to call 1-800-CIALAND and you can talk to any of our reservation specialists. And we've got plenty of places to stay and a lot more to do than just golf. And that's the fun thing about being down here. If you bring the family, there's something for everyone. And It's a very tranquil place to come. I've been very fortunate to be here almost 20 years, and still, sometimes you got to step back and look at it and really appreciate how beautiful this place is and what a great sense of community it is here.
Well, now, Brendan, I'm not speaking for myself, but let's say you're sitting here the week before Thanksgiving and you're dreading the in-laws and the cousins and the uncle who drinks a little bit too much and gets a little handsy or whatever, and you're thinking it's time for a little getaway. Is it possible for someone to drive to Sea Island in the next 24 hours and get to see a little golf?
You can definitely drive here in the next 24 hours. I'm not sure you're going to be able to stay at Sea Island, but you will be able to, probably starting on Monday. But, yeah, you can definitely get here. And there's plenty of places to stay on the island and come and see the event. But, obviously, we'd love for you to come and probably not bring the handsy uncle with you and enjoy the week after maybe the RSM is here and come and play some golf and get some relaxation.
Yeah, maybe decompress. I mean, the holidays, you need that
break. It is a great place to decompress. Yeah, there's no question about that.
That time between.
And that's what we specialize in.
That stress, that time between the Thanksgiving and Christmas, when you're sort of winding down from one set of family and amping up for another, Sea Island might be the perfect place to go.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And we'd love to have you. So please feel free and come see us.
All right, one last question for you. I'm putting your feet to the fire. Sunday afternoon, you've just finished your round on the PGA Tour. You've got your feet up. You've got a cold beverage in front of you, and you're sitting on a number that you think is going to win this golf tournament. What's the number?
17.
Ooh. You're in the car with 14, but you're winning it with 17. Got it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Well, yeah, I'm a gambler, so there you go. I did give bad advice one time to one of my head professionals to leave Atlanta and come on back, and he ended up tying and went to a playoff that he missed. So I'm 0-1 on that.
Well, we're going to make sure that we pay attention to that 17 number as it comes down the stretch. Is there a type of game coming down the stretch on this back nine that's going to be the type of game? I mean, we've got bombers. We've got guys that are good with wedges. We've got good putters, good ball strikers. What kind of guy coming down the stretch, the last nine holes, could be the one that steps up?
Well, I'll tell you, the golf course sets up for somebody that plays like Zach Johnson. Yeah, somebody that hits fairways and hits greens. But the person that can make the move is the bomber. You know, that's able to hit fairways. If you're hitting it sideways off the tee, it's not going to be very good. But the guy that's hitting it 320 and is able to hit it in the fairway is going to have a whole lot of wedges and sand wedges in and then reaching them two on the par five. So that's what I would look for. And, you know, if someone coming down on the last few holes that has a chance, if they're a bomber, they've got a real opportunity to put some pressure on some guys. But you got a guy like, you know, Kevin Chappell that's leading now, or even, you know, Kevin Kisner, who's down here, University of Georgia guys, played the golf course 100 times. But, you know, I would, you know, Kis is going to have a real opportunity because he's so comfortable with it.
I did pick him as one of my three potential winners earlier in the week, so I've never been right about anything, so I'd really like him to do well. you know, as you sit down there, I've got this movement afoot right now, and you talk about your golf instruction packages down there at Sea Island, and you guys have a lot of things to offer, and I'm trying to get more people to understand that for an average golfer, if they could shave, you know, 4 to 5 strokes off their round, that is way more important than gaining 10 to 20 yards on their drive. Are you in for the movement?
Oh, that's no question. You know, there's no question that people can, the average player can certainly shave strokes off their game if they'll concentrate on where they can actually take it off. And a lot of that is around the greens and putting and chipping and so forth. It's not, you know, everybody wants to hit it a little bit farther. And technology can help with that a little bit. But, you know, what we do is really holistic down here, where we have fitness as well as club fitting and the psychology and then obviously teaching and really kind of making it well-rounded. And if you watch these guys, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen Justin Thomas, you know, hit a golf ball, but Justin may weigh, I don't know, 140 pounds.
Maybe.
And was hitting it so far past Davis and Drew. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, it's not that you have to be this Herculean guy that can hit it so far. It's really putting all of the muscles together and all of the movement together to be able to really hit the golf ball. And I think that's where people miss out. You know, working with Randy Myers and our fitness guys and really being able to match your left side and right side together and understand how the body works, I've just seen these guys do two things. I've seen folks go from really being able to move the ball faster and then really being able to play the game longer because they're not having back issues or they're not having leg issues or any of this other stuff because their body is in shape. And it's not, you know, just getting out and running sprints every day. It's actually just making sure that your body, left and right side, are matched up, and the guys are so great at that. And they're really letting people be able to play this game longer, and it's just a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Brennan, man, we really appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Good luck over the weekend, and we hope to start sending some people your way to play some golf down there.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate you having me on, and we'll look forward to seeing that 1,700 number at the end of Sunday.
There you go. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks.
That's Director at Sea Island, where they're hosting